I remarked on my last trip on the Fatima 13 tour how many occasions I witnessed an opportunity for some priests to have made a public witness of themselves. Could have showed up at a public event dressed in a cassock. It's a cassock. What's a priest dress and a Roman collar? If nothing else, maybe some licentious thoughts might have been tempered. Maybe some acts and deeds that were committed in public may not have been. Folks, don't put too small a price tag on that. That stuff is important. You know, when you see priests, our priests, traipsing about in anything other than formal priest wear when they're out in public, you have to bemoan that. You don't attack the priest, and you don't question his holiness, but you have to wonder, Father, what example is that? Do they make a cargo short croc version of the priest getup or the priest outfit? If they did, there'd be some that would wear it. They show up like they're going to a Jimmy Buffett concert. Hey, man, cheeseburger in paradise, baby. Dress matters. It matters because I take your eyes upon me seriously. I'm in front of that infernal YouTube camera. Somebody asked me, why, man of church, why the vet and the bow tie and all the pomp and circumstance? Not pomp and circumstance.
The romper.
The romper?
You heard about that?
No. What's a romper?
It's the one-piece jumpsuit, but it's cut off like shorts.
Oh. So it's kind of like a cassock, but it's cut short. Good Lord. When you go to a private event at a country club, get invited to one. Say, you get a wedding reception. That's a good example. You probably have. When you were preparing your dress, you did what? You went, oh, well, it's at a country. It's probably fancy schmancy. Better get the best out. Now, it wasn't that you were going to be with friends and relatives at a beautiful, joyous, solemn occasion, which should then produce the best. Oh, no, it was the establishment, the location that produced it. Do you see the difference? In the first instance, it's, oh, well, it's after a wedding. Maybe people will be coming from a wedding in a church in tuxedos and suits and beautiful long flowing gowns. Maybe I should as well, as the occasion may demand. But why for a dinner party where there be any less decorum? You invite friends for a dinner party, why wouldn't you dress the same way? Now, granted, if it's a casual outdoor party, well, there is a bit of a relaxation of the code, but look at the baseball game example. I'm telling you, I've seen the picture. You know what else you don't see? In Life magazine photographs, baseball games and public events from back 150, 60, 70 years ago, where you see all these guys in hats and shirts and ties and maybe even coats. You know what else you don't see? You don't see such large examples of morbid obesity. You just don't see it. It wasn't there. The dine out, eat on the run, I don't even have time to sit down and enjoy a meal attitude. That hadn't taken root yet. All these things are related, folks. It used to be, and it still should be. Maybe we don't make a big enough deal about this. Again, what does the Crusade Channel do? Propose solutions. How can we solve some of these things? Well, we can solve some of these things by leading by example. That's how. And this is one of the ways. Why aren't meals taken with friends together, treated with utmost decorum and respect. Maybe you should look for that fancy restaurant and the excuse to return to sartorial excess.